is not the opposite of war. Peace is the opposite of anyone's violence. Sisters and brothers, we've assembled here. Distinctions, and despite all that divides us, out of a sense of dignity and self-respect, amidst a corrupt electronic and print mass media, property that they own, the land and buildings, housing the studio and technology of broadcasting, which cannot be rightly owned by anyone but the status. Anarchy is iconoclast. Identity is autograph. Humanity is demograph. Lying and lying is just another strategy. A symbol is the way to tragedy. The machinery of media in our very homes and claim right over the processes that control that very patriarchy is status. Anarchy is iconoclast. Identity is autograph. Humanity is demograph. Lying and lie is just another strategy. A symbol is the way to tragedy. And even electricity must be paid for, as though microscopic electrons were a commodity. media. Iconography is mass media. Patriarchy is status. Anarchy is iconoclast. Identity is autograph. Humanity is demograph. Lying and lie is just another tragedy. A symbol is the way to strategy. Speak out, those who dissent are the alternative view, the unrepresentative voice of the people. In their world, in their worldview of linguistic perversion, and yes, I use the term linguistic with specificity for whatever language they use, it is clearly not the English language. Yes, here, liberal is not liberal, but someone who cares or is a paranoid militarist. From the most human of political philosophies, the socialist, where the socialist is not socialist, but a threat to our species, the communist, not a communist, but apparently a socialist, maybe even worse, though precision is not a familiar semantic for 100 years with these fellow humans. And that does not even feather touch the depths of political linguistical deception brought out through their media, that is our media, around the anarchist, whose definition is so tortured by these upper-class, middle-class, and working-class hypocrites as to be beyond semantic linguistics and enter the dimensions of a real-life science fiction fantasy vibration of acoustic timbre. But now I have clearly stepped beyond the diagnostics of what is popularly acceptable to the correct language in media intended for the seething masses.